You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air at any moment. The House about to deliver the article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate. The first time ever a president has been impeached twice, now headed to a Senate trial. Former President Trump, the charge, incitement of insurrection. After telling the crowd of Trump supporters to fight like hell, to march to the Capitol, I'll be there with you. Tonight, new reporting from our team, Democrats would need 17 Republicans to convict. Where does this stand? And what we've learned about who will preside over the trial. We're live on the Hill tonight. This evening, the coronavirus in the U.S., the need for vaccine. States warning their supplies are running out. What President Biden said late today about when he believes most Americans will be able to get a shot. Tonight, the growing concern over the U.K. variant, already believed to be more contagious. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he believes what British scientists are saying, that this could be more deadly, too. It is here in several states in the U.S. Will vaccines work against it? And tonight, what Moderna is already doing to fight variants of the virus. What you need to know. President Biden making news on several other fronts tonight, overturning President Trump's policy that aimed to ban transgender troops from service. President Biden saying it's simple, America is safer when everyone qualified to serve can do so openly and with pride. Also tonight, the president and his Made in America push late today. And he's asked about his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan, help for families and small businesses, how he plans to get Republican support, and if he doesn't, what then? The major storms tonight, three dangerous systems from California to New York, heavy snow, ice, rain, whiteout conditions already. We're tracking winter weather alerts in 27 states. Rob Marciano standing by to time it out. Protests erupt after a police SUV plows through a crowd. Two people hurt, at least one person run over. News tonight about the officer and why he says he feared for his safety. And the Super Bowl showdown is set. Tom Brady making history. He'll face Patrick Mahomes, returning too. And what we've learned tonight about Tom Brady's parents and their battle against COVID.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here as we start another week together. And we have several developing stories as we come on the air tonight. The coronavirus, what President Biden said late today about when he believes Americans who want a shot will be able to get one. Is it realistic? And will the vaccines work against these new variants of the virus? But we're going to begin tonight with the other major story playing out as we come on the air. Just moments from now, members of the House of Representatives will deliver the article of impeachment over to the Senate. Former President Trump charged with incitement of insurrection. The Senate trial, of course, comes next. The first president ever to be impeached twice, and now the first former president to face an impeachment trial after leaving office. We remember that image, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signing the document hours after the House voted to impeach. You'll also remember 10 Republicans in the House joining the Democrats, the House managers right there with Speaker Pelosi, who will now make their case against the former president in the trial. They're expected to focus their case on what members of Congress lived through and witnessed themselves. Millions of Americans watching, too, the storming of the Capitol that turned deadly. Members of Congress rushed to safety. And they will point to the president's words at that rally that came just before the storming of the Capitol and what he repeatedly claimed about the election for weeks leading up to the riots. Tomorrow, the senators will be sworn in as jurors. We have already reported here Senate leaders have agreed to delay the actual start of the trial. And this time, Chief Justice John Roberts will not preside over the trial. So tonight, who will? And where do things stand among Republicans? Democrats would need 17 Republicans to join them to convict. ABC's Rachel Scott on the Hill tonight, leading us off.
Tonight, just moments away from history. The House preparing to deliver that article of impeachment to the Senate, setting the stage for the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. It has been just 19 days since that deadly mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, egged on by the president himself in a desperate effort to overturn the election.
If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you.
Rioters making it clear they were following the orders from their leader.
There's a million of us out there, and we are listening to Trump, your boss.
Capitol police officers crushed in the throng, screaming for help. Democrats say that since then, the case against Trump has only grown stronger.
He has not demonstrated remorse. He has not even acknowledged his role in the events of January 6th. And he has never disavowed the lies that were fed to the American people by him about who actually won the election.
The single article of impeachment charges that the president's offenses extend beyond his words at that rally. It also accuses him of trying to subvert and obstruct the results of the election by pressuring the Georgia Secretary of State to find nearly 12,000 votes to help him win.
So what are we going to do here, folks? I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Democrats claim Trump gravely endangered the security of the United States and its institutions of government.
He knew exactly what he was doing, and the outcome was deadly.
The big question tonight, will Trump be convicted? Democrats need 17 Republican senators to vote with them. A handful, like Mitt Romney, seem open.
Incitement to insurrection is an impeachable offense. If not, what is?
Other Republicans attacking the whole idea of putting the former president on trial.
I think the trial is stupid. I think it's counterproductive. We already have a flaming fire in this country, and it's like taking a bunch of gasoline and pouring it on top of the fire.
We're going to hear these arguments in the days and weeks ahead. Rachel Scott up on the Hill tonight. And Rachel, tomorrow senators, of course, will be sworn in as jurors. But we know Senate leaders have already agreed the trial itself won't get underway until the week of February 8th. And tonight you've also learned that Chief Justice John Roberts will not be presiding. That's a change from the first Trump impeachment trial. You'll fill us in on that. And what do we know among Republicans tonight? That key number, Democrats would need 17 for a conviction of the former president.
And David, Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said that he is keeping an open mind. He has not yet decided how he will vote in this trial. And so far, we have not heard from a single Republican senator who says they plan to vote to convict former President Donald Trump. And you mentioned that change with who will preside over this impeachment trial. The Constitution says the Chief Justice will preside over impeachment trial of the president. But Donald Trump is no longer in office. So now you'll see Senator Patrick Leahy step in to preside over this trial. He's the longest serving member of the majority party, and he will be taking a special oath to do impartial justice. But Leahy, as a sitting U.S. senator, will also have a vote as a juror, David.
All right, Rachel Scott leading us off on this Monday night with the breaking news. Rachel, thank you. In the meantime, we turn next tonight to the coronavirus. President Biden late today on when he thinks Americans who want a vaccine, want a shot, will actually be able to get one in this country. Also tonight, growing concern over the vaccine supply in the U.S. and will the vaccines work against these new variants? Tonight, Pfizer and Moderna believe their vaccines do work against that UK variant seen here in the U.S. But there is concern about a variant seen in South Africa. Tonight, vaccine maker Moderna, for one, trying to stay one step ahead, testing a modified version of its vaccine against that South Africa variant, not seen in the U.S. yet. It would be used potentially as a booster. We will continue to report on that. The virus now taking at least 420,000 American lives. President Biden still saying he believes a critical mass of Americans could be vaccinated by this spring. As one of his own senior advisors, though, cautioned it could take until the fall. Here's ABC's Eva Pilgrim tonight.
Tonight, as states struggle to vaccinate millions with dwindling supply, the president says he's hopeful Americans who want a vaccine will be able to get one by spring.
I think it'll be this spring. I think we'll be able to do that this spring. I feel confident that by summer, we're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity.
The president warning the death toll could top 600,000 before things get better. He's now aiming for 1.5 million doses every day.
I think we may be able to get that to 1.5 million a day rather than 1 million a day.
Hours earlier, his vaccine advisor cautioned it could be the fall before every American is vaccinated.
The bottom line is I wish I could tell you there's plenty of vaccine and we can fill all these endless amount of appointments. We can't.
Dr. David Kessler says vaccinating the country by April and May is just not going to happen.
I think this is going to take us into the fall. We got to get there before next winter.
Nearly 22 million of the 41 million doses distributed have been administered. The Trump administration had hoped to reach 20 million by the end of December. The need for vaccines more urgent than ever. The UK variant, already in at least 26 states, is more contagious, and British health officials warn it could also be more deadly. Dr. Fauci saying he believes those British scientists.
They became convinced that it is in fact a bit more virulent, namely making it more difficult when you get to the point of serious disease and even death. So I believe their data.
The vaccines work against the variants, but one study showing the Moderna vaccine may be less protective against the South African strain. So the company is now studying a possible booster shot.
We need to keep watching it and testing against it and making sure, until we've got it beaten back, that we're planning ahead and we're being careful.
The U.S. now barring non-U.S. citizens from traveling from South Africa, in addition to Brazil, the U.K., Ireland, and 26 countries across Europe. More contagious variants threatening to reverse new signs of hope, like a decline in deaths and hospitalizations in this country. California today lifting its stay-at-home order across much of the state.
We've been struggling and, you know, we were worried, but this is a little bit of a weight off the shoulder. So it's a little bit. There's still weight on the shoulder, so we'll see what happens.
We all feel that way. Eva Pilgrim with us now outside a mass vaccination site. She's at the Javits Center here in New York City. And Eva, as we reported, Pfizer and Moderna believe that their vaccines do work against these variants, the UK variant seen here in the U.S. Moderna late today saying they're possibly looking at a booster for their vaccine in light of that South Africa variant that's been concerning, not yet seen here. Trying to help people at home keep track of all of this, because at this hour, we're just now learning that a variant seen in Brazil is now being seen here in the U.S.
That's right, David. Just moments ago, we learned that we have our first confirmed case of that Brazilian variant. It is a patient in Minnesota who officials there say had traveled to Brazil recently, returned to Minnesota, and then reported feeling ill. And that is concerning because that Brazilian variant is thought to be more contagious. David.
All right, Eva Pilgrim with us tonight. Eva, thank you. And as you heard Eva report there, the one encouraging note tonight, that cases have now started to come down after the Christmas holiday surge that we witnessed, but authorities caution, of course, do not let our guard down, particularly with these variants. And overseas tonight, the UK, where that variant swept through and quickly, what they're now seeing firsthand. Here's our foreign correspondent, Ian Pannell, tonight.
Just some potentially more deadly UK variants playing out in British hospitals, already stretched thin as they struggle to treat a seemingly endless tide of patients. Medics pleading for help as they face record numbers on wards, in ICUs and on ventilators. More than 3,500 patients admitted today alone.
I feel like I want to cry in many moments.
Despite a lockdown and success rolling out the vaccine, the UK, with one of the highest death rates in the world, now closing in on 100,000. And hospitals remain as busy as any time in this pandemic. Better treatment means more survivors, but the stress on staff and resources is relentless. Neurosurgeon Dolin Bhagawati told me today that already exhausted hospital staff are working round the clock.
Porters, cleaners, as well as doctors and nurses, are exhausted because they are working all the hours that God sends, and it's still coming. It's an oncoming storm that doesn't seem to be abating.
For families and patients, the fight to beat COVID is a long one.
We've just bought ourselves a new beautiful bungalow, which we're supposed to be moving into. And it's our dream. And I may not see it.
Anna Urasashi's father has been in the ICU since December 6th.
We just prayed. We thank God and we prayed again. He's a miracle.
Tony Brown hasn't seen his wife Linda in 7 weeks.
I'll miss her. I really miss her.
Well, one spot of brighter news is that the rate of vaccine injections here and in the US is growing, but concerns on both sides of the Atlantic that supplies are going to struggle to keep up with demand. David.
All right, Ian Pannell from London tonight, our senior foreign correspondent. Ian, thank you. And back here at home tonight, President Biden making news on several other fronts tonight as well, overturning President Trump's policy that aimed to ban transgender troops from service. President Biden today saying it's simple, that America is safer when everyone qualified to serve can do so openly and with pride. Also tonight, the president and his Made in America push late today. And what he's now saying tonight about his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan, which includes help for families, checks for some Americans, help for small businesses, how he plans to get Republican support. And if he doesn't, the president is asked, what then? Does he move forward without them? Here's our chief White House correspondent, Cecilia Vega, tonight.
Tonight, President Joe Biden signing an executive order reversing his predecessor's ban on transgender Americans serving in the military, one of 23 executive actions he's taken so far aimed squarely at rolling back the Trump agenda.
And what I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform.
And today, signing another order pushing the federal government to buy American and to publicly explain their reasoning if they decide to buy foreign.
The previous administration didn't take it seriously enough. Federal agencies waived the Buy American requirement without much pushback at all.
There's no timeline, but he wants the government's fleet of vehicles to be converted to Made in America electric, including postal vehicles. But what comes next is not something he can do with just the stroke of a pen. The president needs Congress to pass his nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package, his plan to get $1,400 checks into the hands of struggling Americans, extend unemployment benefits, help small businesses, and ramp up vaccine distribution. His goal to pass the package with support from Democrats as well as Republicans.
Here's the deal. I have been doing legislative negotiations for a large part of my life. I know how the system works.
But Republicans are already sounding the alarm, including Utah's Mitt Romney, who has signaled he's willing to negotiate with Democrats. He now says he has serious concerns about the price tag.
But the total figure is pretty shocking, if you will. And the idea that we need a stimulus is a little hard to understand.
And there's already resistance from Democrats, too, who say they should use their narrow Senate majority to push through Biden's plan now, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote.
But what we cannot do is wait weeks and weeks and months to go forward. We have got to act now.
So let's get right to Cecilia Vega, our chief White House correspondent tonight. And Cecilia, President Biden saying today that we should know within a couple of weeks whether he will be able to get Republicans on board with his plan.
Yeah, David, he said it'll be a couple of weeks before we know exactly where Republicans stand, and time is of the essence. You'll remember that he called this a national emergency. He said he wants to do this in a bipartisan way. He wants Republican support, but he also today did not rule out the possibility of having to go at it alone with just Democrats without Republicans. But David, in a sign of where things stand exactly right now, today Mitch McConnell said this first draft, quote, misses the mark.
All right, more to come on this. Cecilia Vega, our thanks to you. We are tracking three dangerous storms tonight from California all the way to New York. More than half the country tonight, 27 states, under winter weather alerts this evening. This driver battling to stay on the road south of Flagstaff, Arizona. The storm hammering the plains at this hour. Incredible pictures coming in. Multiple accidents in southern Nebraska. Semis overturn on the side of the highway. Snow from the Windy City all the way to New York City by the morning with another storm on the way. Rob Marciano is tracking it all for us tonight. Hey, Rob.
Hi, David. Two big storms and a third one behind that one. Look at the radar tonight. We've got mixed precip from Delaware and D.C. all the way back to Southern California, where that low over Las Vegas is bringing some snow near the strip. The low over Kansas City, that's really hammering Omaha, Nebraska with heavy snow. Iowa as well. Chicago, you're next. Could see over a foot of snow, over a half a foot of snow there. I-80 will be mostly a mix. The snow gets into New York metro by mid-morning tomorrow and then pushes up to Boston and Albany by late day. Not a lot of snow in the big cities along I-95, but could see 6 to 12 inches in parts of the Midwest and certainly dangerous driving conditions across a snow zone and another storm behind that one. David?
A lot of activity to track. We thank you, Rob. And there is late word coming in tonight. The Senate this evening now confirming President Biden's pick for Treasury Secretary. Janet Yellen tonight confirmed by a vote of 84 to 15. She is the first woman to hold the post. This is President Biden's third cabinet nominee to be confirmed now by the Senate. When we come back here on this Monday night, protests erupting after a police car plows through a crowd. Two people hurt, at least one person reportedly run over, and there is news tonight about the officer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Tonight, the protests after disturbing images of a police officer ramming his car through a crowd in Tacoma, Washington. The officer's vehicle surrounded while responding to a call about street racers. He plowed through the crowd, running over and injuring at least two people. He says he feared for his safety. Protesters damaging buildings, setting a large fire. The officer tonight is on administrative leave. To the index, and tonight, the Super Bowl showdown now set. Tampa Bay's Tom Brady at 43, making history with his 10th trip to the Super Bowl, taking on the defending champ from Kansas City, 25-year-old Patrick Mahomes. We're now learning tonight Tom Brady's parents had been hospitalized with COVID at the start of the season, his father calling it a matter of life and death, but that tonight both are now happy and healthy, and that is good news. A final note tonight about rescue dogs in the U.S. and the efforts to find them homes. Tonight, a boost in drawing attention to the cause. The newest White House residents have just arrived. First dogs, Champ and Major. 12-year-old Champ, 2-year-old Major, both German Shepherds. The youngest, Major, the first rescue dog to live in the White House. The Bidens adopted Major through the Delaware Humane Association. The nonprofit saying it shows the real possibilities for what could happen for all the great dogs who need homes. We loved it. Good night.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.